This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, Gutfach. So we're holding over here in the last piece in Parshas Azria. So the Rishonim had been speaking over here about whether Negoyim are natural, in other words, do they reflect some sort of natural condition, natural disease, and so on and so forth. So we saw Ramban and Abarbanel, and this is a Sfarno. A Sfarno says as follows, Beged kia boi nega tzaras, mimashe in sofik boish lo yeze beteva vishum panim. So certainly Beged tzaras makes no sense that there should be anything natural about it. Now, before there'd been some sort of shita about the Abarbanel had said before that it could be that some sort of transition from a person to a beged. Kaponim isas a davar pasha that it's not. Ki be beged liyikra elamaz mishunas and loy mitzad malocha the semen boy bitzvah and shayni mekavanah shaykavanah. Unless they're inserted somehow, in other words, meaning in intervention of some sort. Vizem itzad ezechet. It's a result of an avera. Sheyikra b'samrat seyim lefso umen by b'spailos habegel tzavua. It's something that either takes place in some dye or something of what the person did when he was working it and so on. Ukvar bo hakabala shedunu b'negeb gadim zolase halavanim b'tzvim klal. And we know that halachically only begadim, white begadim, have this din of tzaras. And omnam heira kasov. So basically, he says it's something where the negoyim are some sort of coloring. So if the halacha would be that it could be in colored clothing, so then we could say that it's sort of some change in the chemical. But it's supposed to be white begadim, and therefore therefore it can't be ascribed to anything natural. Maybe there would be a good reason to that yeshiva bachim shouldn't wear white shirts, because that way they would be parted from the goyim or faket. It shows that they're confident that they won't get any goyim, and that's why they can allow themselves to wear white shirts. So the Torah says this is an extraordinary event. It's a hesiris, and that's why big day goyim and not matam ben goyim, which is interesting because why would one have thought that big day goyim would get the goyim? Now, with the way he's explaining it, it's kind of strange. He says the goyim can only be in white garments. It's a neis, and therefore it's something which it can happen. So why would Hashem precipitate a nes for that? In other words, there's something missing in his hezba. He says that there's nothing natural about this process, okay? So that it wouldn't happen by goyim, I understand. But that it does happen there, but it's in the goyim, what does that mean exactly? Okay, so he's explaining the main point. Adam is the tachas of the bria. Kol levade muchan mikulam liyizdoim aleboyrei, but muskolas v'maisis. He's the only one that can be doim at Hakadosh Baruch Hu in muskolas v'maisis. Pasheher hu yisparach ba'amrei b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. So it's very interesting. He says, Lachura malachim are certainly much more Deina HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Muskolos. Especially the Rambam Shita is that a Malach is a sentient being, and Malach is someone who is aware, knows, understands any whatever it is they're called Scholem Nivdolim, Melosh Seichel, the Malachim. So it could be that's why he says the combination of Seichel and Maaseh is something unique to Adam. We're the only ones that can act out things that we understand to be right. So he says this is something which is a shaykh to Adam Bedafka in the fact that he's called his doma besichle to tzalmelakim bekoicha bechira nikra dumusalakim. So I want to explain a little bit the combination of the two on what it means. So there are two areas with which we identify Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. One is the Seichel, one is the Bechira. So, but he's talking about Seichel and Maisim. What exactly does he mean over here in the two things, the Seichel and Bechira? So what it means is not two separate things. It's not that we're Domer to Hashem in that we have intelligence and Domer to Hashem that we can do things at Bechira. It means that we're the only ones that can bring out to the world to something that was in our minds. But let's take an example. An animal wants food. It sees food, it runs, it gets it. It sees danger, it runs. But that's physical to physical. The seeing the danger and running, or the seeing the food and running to it, is not different than a clever robot who is trained to find an electric plug and plug itself in. It simply is all the physical world of Maisa, despite the fact that it's a photoelectric cell that's catching light. So what? At the end of the day, it's a unit that is totally a physical unit. It's not bringing out any idea, any understanding into the world of Maaseh. What an Adam has is the ability to think of something. Not the idea, well, here's food, let's go get to it, but let us make ourselves a better business. Let's get together these materials, let's sell them. It's to take ideas from the world of ideas and to bring it out into the Maaseh. The Koyach HaBechira is ultimately describing an act that results from a person's cognition. So, for instance, does an animal have Bechira or not? Well, in a very limited sense, it's not really Bechira. The animal can choose if he wants to grab the apple or the pear or the carrot. The animal can decide whether to run right or left, but those are not, they're not decisions per se. They're very local decisions, by Shaul. The idea that a person has, I would like to establish the following type of institution, and what does it take to do it? And I'll do this and that. Where we can actually realize an idea, we can actualize an idea. That's something that's shared to Adam. Koyach HaBechira means that my Maisim can be linked to my Ratzon. And an animal if the animal decides it wants an apple and it jumps for the apple, that's really physical to physical to physical. But the deeper sense of it, that there's an idea we have that we can actualize. So we have Tzelem Elokim is a seichel, and Musa Elokim. So but Tzelem Musa means that there's the pnimius of the person, That's the seichel. And then there's the musaina is the bechira, which means the ability to realize it. So he says, v'kashe is oirer, lizboine mitzius boirei, v'godloi v'tuvoi, asher boihu rav chesed v'emes, u'behem ois et stoko mishpot, v'achashe is boine v'hikaze, yelech b'drocha v'las ritzoyne k'ritzoyne. Hine ze blisa v'gdem l'boir yoysim kol shane v'roi. U'taz namchur is a boir hamamtzi k'omer v'tzadik z'arelo. So the koyach, so Sforn is saying a few points here. You know, superficially we think of Musser as being a way of prodding ourselves. You know, there's a lot of schar waiting for you. You want to be a really good person, do this. You want to stay away from that. You don't want Gehenim. You want this, that. We tend to think of the ideas of Musser to being a whip or a carrot. He has a much deeper thing over here. He says, when a person fills his mind with the ideas of Torah, she's boinen v'hikaze, he understands, because she's Yisrael is boinen mitzius boiroi v'godloi v'tuvoi, asher rav chesed. When a person is misboinen and the hairs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless and greatness, so it builds in his mind a certain paradigm that he wants to live up to. So let's take a very, very shallow dogma of something. If a kid grows up and the virtues of a star basketball player are extolled day in, day out, of a quarterback or whatever. So it's not a cheshbon, well, my kind, if you'll practice your basketball hard enough, you're someday going to become a great basketball player, and then you'll earn a lot of money and you'll be very famous for chulu. It's deeper than that. Those are benefits, but we crave to realize a certain image. The fact that we have heroes and we say this is something to look up to, that because Adam has that type of tzura, a person wants to become great. Well, great needs a model. And if the model you put down is a model of a football player, if the model you put down is somebody who's very wealthy, that becomes the she'ifa. If a person is misboinein on godless habayre and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pnim, then a person gets that shefer. I once spoke, I guess a bit of parenthetic mark. I once spoke at a sort of modern Orthodox yeshiva, and someone raised a point about the biographies of Gedolim not always being all that accurate or whatever it is. There's some sort of point along those lines. I don't remember what it was. And I told him, there's a point to it, but I want to ask you a flip side. Has anyone here read ever a biography of somebody that we could call an Adam Gadol? If you haven't, which I don't think anyone had, then what are your role models? I don't want to ask how many people have read books about great sports players, actresses, and such others, which I'm sure many, at least enough to read the book, but they saw the movie for sure. How can you strive for something when you don't have a model? A teenager, especially. So I said, so yes, there's what to fix in making things more real, more MS, and so on. I agree, but you know, if the only books you ever pick up about Anoshim Gedolim are critical books, forgetting everything else, then basically, where are those larger life images which exist that you're striving for? How can you evoke? Chaznish used to hold a lot of telling over stories of big people or whatever. So it's the point that it arouses in us a certain sense of admiration and b'meila she'ifa. The mida closest to a person's metzias is she'ifa, and therefore raising that, creating those models are critical. So he is more daring to bear. And I think he emphasized this point because he's bigger than a malach also. A malach can't generate, malach does not generate the ideas and then act upon it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu generates the mission statement, and malachim are carried out. So even the malach is a barrier that's maskil, however you understand that, but he doesn't have that koyach of generating an ambition and following through on it. Now, that's what Adam is. Because Alev Husal Hitas Adam is there. And when a person's heart pushes a person away from it, but Yosinishma, he's caught up with his drives to turn him away from Ratzon B'ri, so he's liable for an eternal punishment or not. And if it was done unwittingly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes him a bit in whatever way as well feels appropriate to get him to understand that what you've done is not right. It's not, it may not be a fault, and you may not, it was not intentionally, but you've done something wrong. Those who are fast asleep, not aware of it, they're not at all roused by it. And believe Sufik Tax on Hoggis at Teva by Groma Shmimi, Manichpodim, Oisam the Adam, Kishami the Balachim, Riva Charlotte is shame and Minam Lupad, Kibem Tishlo and Kalanis Hamsisper. So he says over here something strange. He says, Umasoilam, because they're not sensitive, they are not led by this Ashkacha, they're led by Ashkacha Klolas like Balachim. But then he says, "Roiv ha'uma Yisraelis." That kind of is strange. So, it's the Rambam shita is about hashkacha. So the Rambam is referring to hashkacha and the type of HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervening. Over there, it says, "In order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene, the person has to be a tzaddik, a big tzaddik, and." The person needs to be davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu while the event is happening, but that's the type where HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously intervenes. So look at HaTeva. But the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feedback, not sure, but he says so. Then he says, "V'kasher bocha b'uma Yisraelis ke'omrei b'cho bocha shemakerlis la'am skulo v'zeh mipnei shetikvas hamechuven." May ito yisbarach he yoseru uya umetsuya be ishe zaysauma mashatir be ishe zolosa. So the bechob bachar is why the Kadosh Baruch Hu choose us. It's because it seems that the biggest chance, the best chance to bring out these nekudas are in this umma. So because we're the ones that are most of all the Shaykh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a double mission. First of all, he taught us Torah, which is, in this case, Torah doesn't mean the instructions for the mitzvahs, but the understanding and so on. V'amitzvah chilek hamasi. The mitzvahs are the doing the things. Kashahed b'omre v'atayra mitzvah shakasaf l'roisa. V'hiz here. Shebenetoysa mizeh yor oznam yisurim. And he warned that if they stray from it, Yisurim will sort of give them feedback. Ke'omre im shemoyah tishon kol ha-machla san v'yitzayim l'asim alecha. So when most of Klal Yisrael is doing right, this is all. These are all refer. In other words, they're all explaining Rishonim that this Rambam says it and so on. That Negoyim came about only when Klal Yisrael was doing what's right. When most of Kaiser was Sadiqim, that and Meisaita and so on, these were things that it doesn't make sense that a Kaddish Baruch Hu would give feedback on things that are on things that are sort of faults in Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is really not in any position to be chashev, so he says when Klal Yisrael in B'koyfer is good, and a specific yechidim are bad, that's when Ruchamlos Aleim Kshia Reiv Mehem Lerotzav Fana Om La'er Yechidim Mehem Rishenu B'negay Bo'adim. In other words, the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu would use in extraordinary measures to point out chesronos on people that boif and koli are full of chesronos, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, you know, when a person has a beautiful suit and there's a stain on it, then you take a drastic measures to take out that stain. But when a person is wearing the overalls for painting and his overalls are totally full of paint of splotches, it doesn't make any sense that you're going to clean any of them specifically. And when the doyrus were not up to it, we don't have any mention of that. So he says the reason why historically this is a rare occurrence is because it only happened when the door was a door kosher. And this was pointed out. This is a way of it's a perspective on other things. Also, we've seen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will point out blemishes in very big people, not in people that are not chashim and so on. There's no point in sort of pointing out specific chesronos in people that are in a very you know, they're full of chesronos. So what's the point of pointing out this or that? So any type of extraordinary thing, so like Negoyim, which is an extraordinary way of pointing out Chatoyim, makes sense if the context is that it's a very pure nation, very holy, and there's some issues. Okay, we'll hold it over here a bit early today, but we'll take after Tzol Shoshi. I'm not sure about continuing in the summer because once the times get very sick, I'll check the calendar, see if there's a time to.
Rabbi, if there's no point, like, but Hashem will send Klai Yisrael to Golus and do much more drastic punishments when it's a larger tzibur. So like.
So Golus is sort of a reconstituting of nation. It's not. I mean, Golos, if for Nigei Begodim, you have to take notice of it. A person could disregard it. And it's also, it's something where it's a reminder. Golus is a tzira of a Kal Yisrael. Whether you like it or not, you go through the ringer. You know, that's what happened. So Golus is already, we get processed. But here you're talking about Akash Baruch Shloki Dechateva pointing out here, there, or whatever.
I would like to email the Rav my paper about the Kitvei Yad at the Library of Congress if the Rav.
Sure, please do. Please do. I'm very happy to hear. Okay.
Good luck.
Okay, good for. Bye.